We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got some news breaking here in Orlando. NFL owners have voted, they've now officially moved the trade deadline back a week. Goes from the end of week 8 to the end of week 9, to the Tuesday after week 9. So what does that do? One, I think it could generate more trades. At the end of week 9, depending on when your buy is, you can have a pretty good idea if you're competitive that year or not. Mm-hmm. And we're already seeing the NFL trade market. I mean, hell, we certainly saw it in Washington last year when Montez and Chase were traded away. Yep. Like, you're starting to see more and more of that, and I think pushing it back a week will create even more teams' just ability to know their season's cooked and they should build for the future anyway. Mm-hmm. It roughly will go from, like, Halloween to November 10th,
but
roughly.
Does that put it in a position now where people begin to – okay, we're going to just build next year and run, stop happening? Because like we've seen teams start off 0-5, 0-6. Now, you're sitting at 3-6, and then you go on a run for the next 7 weeks or so, you're right back in it. So I'm wondering, would that affect runs now and make this thing a little different instead of us seeing those type of things?
Yeah, sure. You can definitely, I mean, I think a lot of that stuff becomes situational too, right? If you got a GM that's just starting and knows that they have a relationship with the owner that they got 3 years to build, maybe you want to tear down if you get to week 8 and it's looking rough. Mm-hmm. But if you got a GM or a coach, whoever's in charge, and it's week 8 and it's year 3, and they haven't won a playoff game yet, they might be that much more aggressive trying to get somebody. They're like, man, if we had a good tight end, this offense could really move.
There you go.
Like, so much of this league is situational and self-preservation driven. Hell, so much of life is that anyway. Right. But the bigger news, I'd say, is they passed the kickoff rule, B.
Okay.
I really think this is going to be a positive move for the league. I think in general, and I'm not just saying this to kiss up to you, in general, return men are maybe the most, but certainly among the most athletic, explosive, exciting players on a team. Like, in general, that's who you want returning for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more chances the paying public, that fans, that the audience get to see those guys with the ball in their hand, the better. And I think we're going to get to see more returns.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like this better than I did the
hip drop.
The swivel hip drop, whatever thing yesterday.
Yeah.
I just believe that is going to become a problem because it is still very, very much not clear enough for people to just see it one time and know exactly what it is. And I think you're going to have some people who just want to call stuff, calling it all the time, and others that don't, and it's going to be a little confusing to the people actually on the field that you want it to be consistent so where you don't it doesn't become dangerous.
Sure. Well, I think a little part of me kind of thinks they got hip drop done yesterday, so then they could roll out the kickoff rule today and let that kind of take over as the story, because I think there's more support for it. I know that for coaches, there's way more support for it. Coaches are into this kickoff rule because they think it'll generate more. It makes the kickoff relevant again, yeah. And it got to be damn near irrelevant. Now, punts will always be relevant just because of the nature and where they can come. They can come anywhere on the field, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's an entirely different functionality. But kickoffs became completely irrelevant, and I think that it was a disservice to the game. True. But, dude, I do think a lot of these rule changes will generate more, frankly, like, time sucks. Like, so they just passed another thing allowing – we talked about this yesterday briefly, I think, B, that the league is going to allow more plays to become replay eligible, including if a quarterback is down by contact or out of bounds before throwing a pass. And I think also this one's going to be tricky because this happens – frequently. How many times, and I frankly find it remarkable how arbitrarily it is officiated when the play clock gets to zero.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it seems like
as if
you
they
see
can't
that,
see a zero.
Right. And now I understand because where the play clocks are actually on the field are in the far corners of the end zones. And so if the ball's at roughly midfield, I mean, you've got 22 dudes on the field, fans going nuts. Like it does, I think, get hard to focus on the play clock. I think it's ridiculous.
That person's job is to watch the clock. Shouldn't be that. Right. He shouldn't have that much problem.
But now their competition committee amends Rule 15, Section 3, Article 9, to allow a replay review when there is clear and obvious visual evidence that the game clock expired before any snap.
If it's clear and obvious, they wouldn't have to have a damn replay, right? So, in other words, when one of your referees is not doing his damn job, you're going to allow them to go and look at it. Because if it's clear and obvious, then I know that it went to zero before the ball was snapped, so I shouldn't have to replay it, right?
Right.
You know? In other words, they're making a loophole for those who lose sight sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
let's just think of that. Clear and obvious. If it's clear and obvious, we don't have to replay it.
I mean, let's now be real. They also, I mean, this should forever be known as like the Niners rule because of that NFC Championship game where they ended up having to take Christian McCaffrey taking snaps out of the Wildcat. They've allowed even more flexibility with an emergency quarterback. The league voted to expand the standard elevation rules to permit clubs to elevate a bona fide quarterback in an unlimited number of times from practice squad to the active list to be the emergency third QB.
Why don't you just be prepared for it? I mean, I understand all of that, but for years, people had a guy in place to be ready to go. And you practice your plays every week. Why is it now it gets to a point and it's like, oh, Lord, this guy may have to go in and he's never taking a snap. He should be taking snaps. Even if you got these backup quarterbacks right now, okay? Like let's be real. You watch a lot of practice. That third string quarterback don't get a lot of snaps. That fourth string guy really not getting snaps.
Sure.
So, is he even more prepared than the guy that may be at practice every day that you could give 5 to 10 minutes a day?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.